It was pretty calm in Ferguson, Missouri last night. There were dozens of arrests, but no gunfire, no tear gas, no Molotov cocktails. Still, the daily protests in Ferguson since the fatal shooting of Michael Brown have largely painted one picture of the community there. Images of looting and standoffs with police by a crowd of mostly African-American demonstrators. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji ventured away from the protest zone and sent this report.
I didn't go far. Just 5 minutes away from the major demonstrations is an idyllic neighborhood. Old homes with wraparound porches set far back from the street and nestled in the trees.
It's a really nice community, this area.
Jack Harrison would know. This is a part of his mail route. He's been a postal worker for 40 years. I asked him to give me a little tour, and he pointed out a huge house where the last mayor of Ferguson lives. We went by a wine bar, a brew pub, a cute coffee shop.
It's mostly just little mom and pop stuff.
Harrison says he hasn't traveled to see the protests happening just 2 miles away from all this.
I don't desire to go over there. I mean, I'm not a person to protest. As long as I've worked for my job, 40 years, I never file a grievance. I just go do my job and that's it, you know.
David Prost lives in a beautiful old home on Harrison's mail route.
76 years in Ferguson. It's a lovely town without all those intruders.
He says he has no patience for out-of-towners joining the protests. Prost is sitting with 87-year-old Jim Smith at the coffee shop. Smith owns an insurance company in town and says all the protesting and looting disgusts him.
I don't want that to continue. I think our leaders are derelict in their duty to control the environment in the city in which I live and in which I pay taxes. They ought to be taking a stronger stand.
Prost says if the demonstrators want change, they should stop protesting and start voting.
There are so many people here that don't vote, but they think they have the rights to everything in the world. If you don't vote, you aren't given all the gifts of our society.
In that same coffee shop, Katie Morey comes in with her 1.5-year-old to buy not a cup of coffee, but a bright yellow shirt with navy blue lettering that says Ferguson Proud on the front. We walk outside and she tells me why she bought it.
Because I love Ferguson and I've lived here my whole life and it's an amazing town and it's a great community. Everybody knows everybody and I'm just here to support.
But Morey makes it very clear that her support isn't for the demonstrators.
I think it's crazy. I can stand in my front yard and hear the protesters screaming and hearing the horns honk. And I want to take my kids outside and not have to listen to the helicopter swarming above our house. And I just, it all needs to be done and over with.
Philosophy professor Robert Ware sips a stout and waits on his pulled pork sandwich at the brewery just down the road.
The pub that we're in now is a place that I commonly come to after work for a sandwich and a drink.
Ware drives through Ferguson to get from the university to his home in Clayton, the county seat. He says he's been down to the protests every day since they started.
One of the reasons I came here was to show solidarity with black people locally and to show that that white people care about these problems and that they affect white people too. And most black people are really glad to see some support.
Ware says he's going to finish his dinner and drive the 5 minutes over to the protest zone to continue that support. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.